The views and opinions expressed during this broadcast are those of the presenters and are not shared by Jukasa Radio or its affiliations.
It's time for Indie Pow, an hour of Indigenous power here on Jukasa Radio 93.5.
Sego Skeno, welcome everybody to Indie Pow. This is your host, Layla Black. Every Tuesday, they give me control of the radio waves. And Indie Pow stands for Indigenous Power. And my intention every episode is to share something that can empower you, some kind of idea or event or organization or movement or story or interview that can inspire you to make a positive change in your life. So first of all, tonight's episode, I want to give shout outs to those that are in the audio world, okay, that are out there crushing it in their podcast game. We're going to be talking about some of the top Indigenous podcasts to put into your ears so that you can start learning and you can start hearing and experiencing and expanding your knowledge and your awareness. And some that are from right here in our backyard. So don't go anywhere. Stick with me. Keep it locked here on 93.5 Jukasa Radio.
Jukasa Radio.
What up, what up, what up? Welcome back. Layla Black here, your host of Indie Pow here on Jukasa. And tonight we're talking about the audio world, the podcast world. What are some of your favorite podcasts out there? So tonight, I really wanted to highlight some of the Indigenous podcasts that you can listen to. And one of them is from right here in our backyard. So check this one out, The Road to Your Name. Just put it into Google. It'll come up on Spotify or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And she interviews a lot of local knowledge keepers from Six Nations. So that's why I really love that podcast, and it's a great one to reference and to use as a resource. So check that one out. Give it a follow. Also, one of the ones I wanted to share is Warrior Life. So Warrior Life, this is a really awesome podcast hosted by Mi'kmaq lawyer Dr. Pam Palmater. And she takes her warrior heart and pours it into the podcast. And she goes around and interviews grassroots activists, Indigenous leaders, knowledge keepers. And she really brings light and awareness to some super important topics. The reason I love this podcast is because it's really meant to support a decolonizing journey in your mind, your heart, your body, and your spirit, and educate and connect a larger community. And I think that, you know, a lot of us are on a decolonizing journey in our mind, Indigenous and non-Indigenous, right? Because, many of us are reclaiming what was taken from us during the era of residential schools and Indian day schools. And, now it's time that we're stepping back into it and we're taking it back. So many of us are on that journey and we're all in it together. So yeah, check out your favorite Indigenous podcasts or share them with us on our Facebook and our Instagram and tag us so that we can share them with our audience as well. And we're going to keep talking about Indigenous podcasts all night long. So don't go anywhere. Keep it locked here with Layla Black on 93.5. Jukasa Radio.
It's the one station for all nations.
Don't work it out now. Yeah, how it is.
93.5 FM.
Welcome back, Sego Skeno. Welcome, everybody. This is Layla Black, your host of Indie Pow every Tuesday on Jukasa Radio. And I think they also play the replays on other days, so you might be hearing this at another time. I'm not really sure. But hello. Hello, everybody. So we're talking about podcasts today because, it's really important for us to know what's out there, the information that's out there that people are taking in, that people are understanding, that people are learning, and being part of that conversation. And these podcasts are creating amazing dialogue and panels and conversations and discussions about really important topics. So, get Get it in your ears. You know, whatever time you're wasting thumbing through your news feed, you could have a podcast in your ear at the same time and be expanding your mind and your awareness and your knowledge. So another one I wanted to suggest is Nation to Nation. This is APTN's weekly podcast. It's hosted by Todd Lemerand, and he goes into a bunch of current affairs, some political topics, and he has some great decision makers throughout the country. And then it kind of gives you an overall rundown of the news. Another one is Missing and Murdered. So Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women in Canada, we all know it's an ongoing crisis, and it's one that the media is really getting wrong a lot of the time. So this podcast, this journalist, Connie Walker, she starts to tell some of these difficult stories and really starts honoring the families and exposing some of the systematic issues that are in place. So yeah, check out that one. So I wanted to give big shout outs to a local podcast that grew out of a program started by Aboriginal Law Services in 2016 that helped people that were going through the justice system and their family to really strengthen and deepen their connections. So The Road to Your Name has some really incredible speakers like Terry Lynn Brandt from the Mohawk Seed Keepers, Dr. Michael Dockstader, also Peter Schuler, Anishinaabe Knowledge Helper, Carly Gallant from the Save the Evidence campaign, and Tom Porter, just to name a few. Diahunde Miller also for the Thanksgiving address. So really great content there and really great information. So make sure you check that out. Give it a follow, The Road to Your Name. Keep it locked. Share your favorite podcast so we can all follow them and listen together. Come back at you after the break here with Layla Black on 93.5 Jocasa Radio.
It's the one station for all nations.
Don't work it out now. That's how it is.
93.5 FM. Sego, Skano, welcome back to Indie Pow. This is your host, Layla Black. And tonight we are talking about Indigenous podcasts. So we've been talking about the local podcast, The Road to Your Name, that features a lot of local speakers and elders and knowledge keepers and herbalists and expert speakers right here from Six Nations. Also, I wanted to share Toasted Sister. It is a culinary and Indigenous cuisine podcast. So yeah, we all love food, right? So definitely check out Toasted Sister. Coffee with My Ma. So I just love this idea of having, you know, coffee with your mom and just sitting down and hearing the stories from, you know, our elder generation. And they're always so funny. She has some great ones. Another one is Our Native Land. So this is actually a new podcast that's brought to you from out from BC and talks about all things Indigenous and definitely has great conversations that really bring in humor and education and just building those bonds. And the last one that I wanted to share with you is Indigenous Action. So when I looked up the review for this, it said it's a badass podcast hosted by Bon, an Indigenous host who speaks truth with bravery and confronting issues head on. So definitely check out Indigenous Action and support these podcasters who are out there in the on the grounds collecting our stories and sharing them and documenting them and keeping them in a way that we can access them, you know, for seven generations to come. I often think about this, if my papa or my nan had a podcast or a blog, that we could have documented all of their stories and all of their lessons, you know, how valuable would that be? Oh man. So, so yeah, definitely something to check out, to support these movements, these podcasts, a simple follow, a simple subscribe goes a long, long way in their reporting and in their marketing and in their efforts to continue to tell this story. So support them and support our local podcast as well. So thanks everybody for listening. We will see you guys next Tuesday. Nyawagoa, gonolonkwa, onagawahi.